Welcome to Straight Talk, a lively discussion on tough issues impacting our lives.
Welcome to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. I'm Jean Till, and so blessed to be broadcasting from the Iowa Catholic Radio studio. We bring you issues that give us grief or angst or keep us awake at night. And today you're thinking, didn't you tell John this morning you're talking about youth things, young adult things that are happening? Well, if we don't have angst about what's happening with our young people, then maybe we need to get our head out of the sand, because there's challenges facing our young people, challenges facing our faith community. And so we're going to talk about that today with my guest, Jessica Hernandez, who is the coordinator of Hispanic Youth Ministry for the Diocese of Des Moines, but is involved in all sorts of youth ministry and young adult ministry. But before we get to our conversation with Jessica, some things to keep on your calendar. One is an event tonight. It's the Young Adult Network. It is at the Catholic Pastoral Center with Steve Lacey, retired chairman of Meredith Corporation, gathering with young adults and talking about, you know, faith and leadership in our work community. So, man, if you're a young adult, that sounds, I don't know if I can pretend to be 30 again, but probably not. Next week is our fall carathon. We're very excited about that. So many things happening here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks to you and your ongoing commitment. This is our 15th year of being all Catholic all the time. So we are so blessed to be here with you and look forward to next week when we have such great conversations and hear from so many of you of how you love Iowa Catholic Radio. Ladies, mark your calendar for Saturday, October 30th at Embassy Suites. It's the Women's Conference. It's an all-day event beginning at 7 when the doors open, Rosary at 7:30, Mass at 8. And the conference begins at 9, and we have Dr. Kathleen Beckman, Barbara Heil, and Tim Jamieson discussing the ongoing spiritual war in today's world. And Jessica, does that apply to the young people or no? No, they're exempt from the, let's see, that spiritual warfare that's going on in today's.
Oh, no, yeah. No, not at all whatsoever.
No, not at all. So Jessica Hernandez is my guest, and she is the coordinator of Hispanic Youth Ministry. And we were talking yesterday afternoon, and it's like, wait a minute, you have your fingers involved in all the youth programs, mm-hmm. along with Justin White at the diocese. So, yeah, it's not just the Hispanic community. You reach out to everybody.
Yes, yeah, we care about all the youth, no matter what culture, what background. Youth are our youth, and, you know, they're souls that we're trying to, you know, get them on fire about Christ and their love that he has for them. And sometimes they don't even realize it or know and have not had that encounter with them yet. So,
well, and I love Jessica. I mentioned this to you. When my kids were young, it was the parents, the cool parents. Yeah. That we're involved with youth ministry.
They're always so fun, you know?
But, you know, it's so refreshing to see young people. Now, young people probably think you're old.
Yes.
Which I just laugh at that. But, you know, it's like they get to see young people in action, mm-hmm. praying and worshiping the Lord, loving Mary. Mm-hmm. And that's so much better in their eyes than their parents, because no matter how cool their friends think we are, we're not that cool to them.
And, you know, they just at least have someone that they feel they can relate to, you mm-hmm. know, in this generation, or, you know, in our times. A lot of the youth will say, well, you don't know because you lived, you know,
you were in the 1800s.
Yeah, or something like that, you know, centuries ago or something. And it's like, no, you know, but we understand, and, you know, we're here present in the present. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that we should always try to encourage, though, that, you know, no matter what age somebody is, they're still here right now mm-hmm. with us. So that doesn't mean that they're not aware of everything that is still happening.
Oh, yeah.
There's
so much happening. Oh, my goodness. So I want to talk. Our conversation today is about events, folks. So as we think about these events, think of the young people in your life based on the age bracket of this particular event and how they can get engaged. Because so, this first one, these kids are in school. So we're talking kids and grandkids that we need to be attentive to this. And that's the National Catholic Youth Conference. So let's get the details out first. Where and when?
Yes. So NCYC, National Catholic Youth Conference, it's in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Great venue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lucas Oil Stadium. Mm-hmm. Very familiar to those that love sports. It's November 18th through the 21st. And it's four full days of just talks, you know, by big names that, you know, have just walked through faith, you know, in the public eye, but, you know, have really been the authentic witness to Christ's, you know, love for us. And talks, prayer and worship, good fun as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's different games. Even among the youth, I think one of the greatest things is that no matter what state you're coming from, what diocese, you're just able to automatically be a friend to someone, become friends with someone, befriend someone that you've never even met, yet you share this love of Christ, you know, with each other, and that's all that matters.
And for many of them, it could be their first exposure to the church.
Oh, yes.
The big church. And it's like, wait a minute, you think this is just stuff that mom makes you do when you go to Mass.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's 20,000 youth that are also praying the Holy, Holy, Holy in the Lamb of God. And you're like, wait a minute, you guys all know this too?
Oh, yeah. I get goosebumps just thinking about what that closing Mass is like for NCYC. And just to take it all in and look around the whole stadium and realize that there's more than, like, I don't know, 20,000,
right,
you know, other, you know, people, kids that are just worshiping and so on fire about, you know, the love that they have for Christ. It's amazing.
Well, and I encourage folks out there that have the energy to keep up with these youth. Now, is it high school and college, or is this just high
school? It's just high school, so 9th through 12th. But, you know, a lot of the chaperones end up being college students. There's a lot of seminarians.
Who've gone when they were in high school.
Who have gone, you know. Yes. And so there's a mix. There's very much a mix. So I even say, you know, for those of us that are not in high school anymore, the experience is still so uplifting, so powerful, just being around our young church, you know. When
well,
people...
and I loved it. I chaperoned twice.
Yes.
And it was a moving experience. And you know, I have to say, you know, sometimes we go to these conferences and they speak at an adult intellect level, and you're trying to process all of this good information.
Yeah.
And which is really great.
Yeah.
But your brain can only absorb as much as your rear end can sit, right?
Yes,
as the saying goes. Whereas at the youth conference, they're talking to a young audience, and they explain things in more detail, and it was invigorating. I know you have to register because you have to get buses and all of that kind of stuff. Is there still opportunities to register?
I say if you still have a youth out there that, you know, it just came to mind, you know, in that 9th through 12th grade age range, check with your parish and their youth minister or your DRE, you know, Director of Religious Education, and ask them, is there still a chance that my youth can go link up with the youth group that is at the parish? Getting in contact with the youth minister or the DRE at the parish is going to be the best bet to know.
And they'll know if other churches, other parishes have seats available in their group.
Yeah, right now it's ongoing. You know, there's some people that because of other conflicts are not able to make it last minute, and that ticket becomes available. So there's still time.
Register. Get going on that one, folks.
Yes.
It can change your child's life. It can change your life. So
very much so.
Hey, we need to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the premier event tonight, the Young Catholic Network that is kicking off this speaker series. Very, very exciting. Now, this is not targeted high school. It's a little bit older. So we're going to talk about this young adult group when you come back to Straight Talk. This is Jean Till on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by CTO. Your support has helped thousands of students attend our Catholic schools. CTOiowa.org. At CTO, the bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610 or online, ashworthvision.com.
Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Till, and my guest today is Jessica Hernandez, coordinator of Hispanic Youth Ministry, but really involved in all youth and young adult ministry programs for the Diocese of Des Moines. So when you think of sending in your ADA contribution, think of Jessica and the work that she's doing specifically with the youth and young adults. So tonight we have this very cool kickoff premiere event of the youth Catholic Is it Youth Catholic Network or Young Adult Catholic Network?
Young Catholic Network.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, how did this network, this series of speakers, come about?
Yes. I think it's been for about a year now that, you know, we see a lot of young adults in our metro area, and we always had young adult events such as Mass and Brews at the cathedral, you know, and confession. And we saw, you know.
You say that like you participate. This isn't just that I'm leading this.
We try, yeah. And at the same time, we're like, what about those that are not present here right now at Mass and Brews? You know, what about the ones that are just here in all these companies? You know, you look around downtown and there's a lot of young adults that are not plugged into a community.
Mm-hmm.
They're searching for a sense of belonging. And then on top of that, you know, as Catholics, we want to make sure that we are evangelizing in anywhere that we find ourselves. That is the workplace for many of these young adults that are just in downtown, you know, in these secular companies that
they went to NCYC and was all fired up, and then they went to college, and now where do they go?
Yes.
There's no NCYC for young adults.
No, and in the workplace, you know, we talk about a sense of community, belonging, and when you're not able to share conversations even, you know, throughout the day about our Catholic faith, then what's next, or what's out there then? So this series, it's guided by three awesome young ladies, you know, and all the other efforts from other young adults. But these three young ladies were wanting to really fill this need. Mm-hmm. And they kind of took on the idea from Young Catholic Professionals, which I don't know if anybody has, you know, our listeners have heard, but it's, again, also a similar network of, you know, people that have accomplished, whether it's business owners, you know, or just people in the work field and have just are living out their Catholic faith, you know, their Catholic identity in their workplace, where they're probably the minority as far as, you know, their Catholic faith goes. And in these workplaces, when your faith is the minority, you kind of have this fire to want to make sure that you talk about it and share it with others. But sometimes we need an example to know how to do that. And setting up a series like this of, you know, people that have already done that and been doing that for years, us learning from them and seeing that already come to life is impactful. It's meaningful.
Well, you know, it reminds me so much of Legatus, which is Catholic business owners, because they also want that opportunity to gather together to talk about their faith, because as the heads of their company, they may or may not feel comfortable in sharing their faith as that may offend or whatever it is. I mean, it's their company. They can do whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
But it's to have that network.
Yes.
So this is the same thing. But they're beginning. These are young people that are beginning in the network. And you talk about bringing in a powerhouse. It's like you're setting the bar pretty high here with your first speaker tonight.
Yes. No, it, you know, he...
Steve Lacy.
Yes. And yeah, our
retired chairman of Meredith Corporation.
Yes. No. And our young adults, it's amazing the different gifts, the different, you know, we always talk about even within, you know, our Catholic faith, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm.
And
you know, I know Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's just how we're all connected. And that's another, it's a network, because we don't realize how much we're connected to others that we don't even know, you know, personally, mm-hmm. or have never met. Yet this is an opportunity to, I mean, who can, now everyone that attends will be able to know, you know, say, hey.
Oh, no, yeah. Steve Lacy.
Yes. Yeah. I've been there.
I took a photo. Yes, I have a selfie.
Yeah. And I've heard him. You know, he said this and inspired me to do this. He said this, mm-hmm. in order for me to know how to bring others closer to Christ just by, mm-hmm. his witness, his personal witness. Mm-hmm. So I think that's another key thing of the series. It's that personal witness is key.
So this event is tonight.
Correct.
So
yes.
if folks, and when you say young adult, are you talking 18 to 21? Are you talking 21 to 40? What's the age range for,
you know,
still being considered young?
Yes. No, you know, we, I think we like to think about, you know, we have young families that are coming tonight.
Mm.
There's childcare provided.
Oh, cool.
Tonight. So young, you're young at heart, you know, you're, I, we don't like to put an age to it. Definitely, obviously 18 and above, you know, that it's a workplace. So you would think, you know, someone that is already maybe
working
out of college,
mm-hmm.
you know, established in some sort of, you know, job. But beyond that, like I said, you know, we have
young
families. Yes. Welcome, please.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So I did see online that registration was through September 10th, but can they still come tonight?
Yes, very much so. You know, that's only mostly just so we could get a head count as far as, you know, appetizers.
Daycare, right?
Yeah.
Nightcare.
Yeah. And even food, you know, that we're providing. But other than that, no, there should be enough. And please, everyone's welcome.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was telling someone about this, and I said, well, Steve Lacy, you know, he's the retired chairman of Meredith Corp. And they're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, Meredith Corp, the publisher of Better Homes and Gardens,
yes.
you know, all of those
big publications, cool,
yeah,
yes.
big publications, national, international publications. I go, oh, and they're headquartered in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Iowa is a great place to work. Right?
And I think one of the greatest things about, you know, these types of events as well is that they see a big name that they've known otherwise, and then all of a sudden they had never connected their Catholic identity to them. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, they're like, oh, I didn't know, you know, he was Catholic, or, you know, this is, and that also brings people in, you know, to, you know, it's hard to connect
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, a Catholic faith to our occupation rather than just our call. So
this is the premier event tonight. What does the future look like for the Young Catholic Network?
You know, we don't have a lineup yet, so we can't, you know, offer, you know, a preview, but it's definitely something we're trying to do every month, at
mm-hmm.
least, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's a network, so we're trying to build it, you know. We know consistency is
if you
key.
Build it, they will come.
Yes.
Oh, hey, we should coin that phrase. Hey, we need to take our final break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a really big picture, and this is the USCCB's conversation that they'll be having ongoing now about journeying together. And it's a process of reaching out to youth and young adults to foster understanding and trust. We're going to delve all into that with my guest, Jessica Hernandez. You're listening to Straight Talk. This is Jean Till. We'll be right back.
You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app at iowacatholicradio.com.
See, I don't care.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Tuffy Tire and Auto Service, 1685 Southeast Delaware in Ankeny, offering complete car care service from routine dealer recommendation maintenance to complete diagnostics and full service auto repair. TuffyAnkeny.com.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. 515-225-6742. Online at Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Blessman International. According to a global food security report, more than 820 million people in the world are hungry today. None of us can help all of them. But how about one? One child. Blessman International provides 60,000 children in South Africa with a daily hot meal, place of safety, educational experience, and spiritual development. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. blessmaninternational.org. Thank you, Blessman International, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Northwest Bank is a community bank serving Iowa and Nebraska. NW.BANK. Thank you, Northwest Bank, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mary's Cleaning Care. Mary's Cleaning Care cleans everything from residential to commercial in Des Moines and surrounding areas. Mary'sCleaningCare.com. Thank you, Mary's Cleaning Care, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Mary's Meals provides hope in the form of one good meal to over 1 million of the world's poorest children every school day. Learn more about Mary's Meals at Mary'sMealsUSA.org. Mary's Meals, a simple solution to world hunger. Mary'sMealsUSA.org.
Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Till, and so grateful to have Jessica Hernandez joining me today. She's the coordinator of Hispanic Youth Ministry at the Diocese of Des Moines, but that youth ministry team is engaged with everybody, mm-hmm. not just Hispanics.
No.
Yeah. So we're so grateful to have you joining us today, especially as we talk about this journeying together process. And when you told me about it yesterday, when mm-hmm. we were preparing for the show, it's like, I've not heard anything about this. So
yeah,
I bet our listeners haven't either. So yeah. Share.
No, please. And it's good that you pointed out, you know, that, you know, my position is Hispanic youth ministry currently, but you know, we're such a diverse church, universal church in general. And mm-hmm. at the same time, you know, even here locally, you know, we have Burmese, you know, youth, mm-hmm. Vietnamese youth, like mm-hmm. all kinds, you know, and this process journeying together actually hits at the core of the different cultural families that are found within the U.S. church nationally.
Including the Caucasian.
Exactly.
European, which would be the German and the Irish and the yeah. Italian and all of the rest of us that immigrated.
Yes. You know one of the cultural families that are listed in this journey together process is European American, you know, Navajo Native American, mm-hmm. Hispanic, Pacific Islanders, all of those. And it is trying to, you know, emphasize that nobody is any different in a mm-hmm. way just because of your background, your, you know, race and where you, mm-hmm. you know, your ancestry. And at the same time, all the richness that comes from each of the cultures into our faith are essential to us living out our faith. So mm-hmm. I always get into the conversations of, you know, people ask about my traditional Mexican devotions, Catholic devotions. And I'm like, you know, that, yeah, but I want to know about your, you know, I don't know, you know, Vietnamese, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. faith traditions as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all one faith. So one is not better than the other. And it's one should not be, you know, highlighted more than the other. It's an integration, mm-hmm. not so much, you know, and let me up you with my own faith tradition.
My saint's better than your
yes,
saint, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So what is this? I mean, is this an event that's happening? No, is this a long-term process?
Yeah.
Give me some meat that goes with this.
Yeah, it's a process. The process started about a year and a half ago, and it began with bishops gathering together and just having conversations and asking the young adult, the young church, where have we failed, you know, in the past? What can we do better? How can we listen better? What are some of the issues that are making it, you know, difficult right now to live out the faith here in mm-hmm. our country, in the U.S.? Mm-hmm. So it began with that, and there was a series of gatherings with bishops from all over the nation and young adults from all different states and dioceses. But there it came down to the regional level and then, you know, diocesan level, where young adults had just conversations on their own and just, you know, kind of had a space where they could say, oh, yeah, I'm not the only one mm-hmm. that thinks about these things. Oh, I'm not the only one that struggles with, you know, living out our Catholic faith in this young church that we have right now. So,
well, and if we only have European American young adults having a conversation about how we need to integrate with others, that's going to fall flat.
Right. Yeah.
So the conversation has to begin with everyone.
Yes. Yeah. No. And
you don't even have to label anyone. It's like, let's just have a conversation about how to build trust and continuity among the church so that then we can move forward.
Correct. And, you know, we've talked about all the events today that, and all the events that we talked about today have one thing in common, where they're bringing people together mm-hmm. of different backgrounds into, you know, the thing that connects them and should be the most important thing, which is Christ. Mm-hmm. And nothing else matters besides that. And when you find others that, you know, you can say, oh yeah, me too, I love Jesus as much as you do, mm-hmm. or even more, that's the best feeling in the world. That's what matters. So mm-hmm. Bringing people together from all over, where you're able to, again, and no matter what state, what culture you come from or whatever, the main thing is that you all love Christ. And as much as you want to share that with others, you want to be able to also talk about it and have a time together where you can do that, so then that you can, like you said, move forward mm-hmm. and not be alone in moving that mission forward. So.
Well, and it goes back to your title. It's like, why do we call it Hispanic ministry? I mean, that's something that we saw a big influx of Hispanic American people and immigrants and refugees. And it's like, oh, we need to address this group and this need. Well, as we move forward, that your title will most likely change, just like our groups will change,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we have evolved.
Yes.
And that's what we need to do as a society, is to evolve, you know, as we become integrated in our neighborhoods mm-hmm. and in our parishes. It's not like, oh, you know, Holy Family is the international school.
No.
Or Sacred Heart is the Hispanic parish, you know, because they have such a large, you know, membership in that.
Yeah.
No.
There has to always be that transformation mm-hmm. that is continuously occurring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that transformation is Christ and is powered and driven by Christ. And when one, you know, tries to segregate or, you know, like you said, label, mm-hmm. that transformation comes to a halt and mm-hmm. it's not able to. Yeah.
So as we talk about this synod model and all that, what do you see? We only have a minute left. What do you see happening in our diocese in the next year or so?
Definitely integration.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. It's moving forward towards integration. We're trying to build, you know, not just more welcoming communities for our youth and young adults, but just more understanding as to what those differences are when we do minister and try to show the face of Christ to others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you, Jessica, so much for coming today. This was the Holy Spirit again brought us together.
Yes.
Today we pray to Blessed Carlos Acutis. He's a young man recently beatified from this generation. We ask him to pray for us. Straight Talk is every Tuesday at 10 on Iowa Catholic Radio and always on podcast. Stay tuned for Life is Worth Living with Archbishop Fulton Sheen.
Straight Talk, where you get answers to tough issues impacting your life. Listen anywhere at any time via podcast at iowacatholicradio.com.